Live and local across to Shoalhaven, this is Triple UFM.
You are on 2 Triple U. In fact, it's 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Our second guest this morning, as we interview the lead candidates for Ward 2 of Shoalhaven Council, is the Greens, Linda Nowak from Nowra East. Good morning, Linda, and welcome to 2 Triple U.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Linda, it is great to speak with you. Let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and why have you decided to run for council?
Well, I am a high school science teacher. I've been working in the area for the past 8 years. And my major reason for running for council is that I don't see a lot of people like me represented in politics. So people of my age group on council, luckily we actually do see quite a few women, especially this term, but women generally aren't well represented in politics. And people that are from backgrounds that aren't particularly affluent as well, usually the people we see in politics have grown up quite privileged. So that's why I'm running for council.
And what do you believe the key issues are for you, Linda?
There's definitely a few key issues kicking around in this election. I think council expenditure is a really, really massive one, and how to figure that out and how to keep the services that we need still functioning, but also, you know, not pushing ourselves further into a position where we'd actually need to start doing things like increasing rates, which is the last thing that I think anyone wants to do.
We had this discussion with a few of the council candidates last week. Shoalhaven Council, compared to other councils of a similar type, has relatively low rates. The community invariably does want the services council provides. How do you square the circle, if you like, on those issues?
Yeah, well, I was aware that our rates were very low, but as a young person that lives in a home, I'm aware that that would actually still take a big chunk out of people's personal budgets. So it probably will be the case, but we're trying to minimise that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, what makes you and the Greens different from the other groups, Linda?
I think our team has a really, really fantastic mix of both experience and youth as well. So we've got both Tonya Gray and Kay Gartner, our mayoral candidate and our Ward 1 candidate, who've been on council before, who have a really good idea of how it runs. They're really across all of the policies and a lot of the plans and things that we'll be working to renew in this term of government. And then we've got myself and Takisa Frank, who represent the young and youngish people. And I think we'll bring some new vibrant ideas and maybe some approaches that we haven't seen in council before, just because we have a different perspective from other people.
Is there really a huge difference between younger and older people, do you think?
Yeah, I think there is. I think that in this area especially, there's a lot of people that might be unaware of the struggles of the younger generations because they might own a house, they might, you know, have their financials nice and stable, they might have already had a family, so they're not seeing a lot of the really big pressures that, you know, the 30-somethings and the 20-somethings are really, really experiencing at the moment.
And do you think, as a teacher, I mean, you see obviously a lot of young people in your work, and does that add something to what you understand about our community?
Yeah, I think it really does. As I mentioned before, cost of living is a really massive one. And I know that I'm seeing that students coming to school, it's starting to be a struggle that, you know, they get in the right uniform, that they're, they're starting to have to shop around to get decent sort of quality of food at home. Bills are starting to become a struggle, and rent as well. I've known kids that have attended school over in Vincentia but had to move to places like Bomaderry and catch the bus at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning to get to school because that was the only rental they could get hold of.
Yeah, that takes us to the issue of planning population. population growth, I should say. And I understand these have been big issues in Ward 2, particularly proposed development on the former Anglican church in Huskisson at Kalala. What's the Greens' approach to these issues?
Sorry, can you just repeat that question? It's a little bit crackly from my end.
I'm sorry, yes, sometimes, and I should explain this to listeners, while I hope you can hear the conversation clearly, sometimes I believe that our internal works and jerks aren't that clear. So I will repeat the question about planning and population growth, which I understand have been big issues in Ward 2, particularly proposed development on the former Anglican church site in Huskisson, as well as at Kalala. Yep. And what is your approach or the Greens' approach to these issues?
Well, we absolutely need more places for people to live. That goes without saying. Because I believe, again, coming from the young person perspective, that if we want people staying in our communities, young people that are going to be working, especially essential workers like our nurses, like our teachers, like our paramedics, they need to be able to afford to live in the area. I know teachers who work full-time who've been told they can only borrow $250,000 for a house, which wouldn't get you anything here. I know that they've put forward some of those developments. I don't think that the development application at Kalala and Huskisson were appropriate for the area. I think that places like Narrabombaneri and Ulladulla are probably a bit more prime for having some of that higher density housing, and hopefully more affordable or even social housing would be fantastic around those areas, especially where there's the infrastructure there to support them. If we're talking about some of our really small towns and villages, they're not going to have the infrastructure there. And what we learned from the sinkhole in Old Earl Bay is if you cut off, you know, one road in some of those communities, you're significantly reducing the amount of people, you're significantly reducing how people can move in and out of that community. So putting large housing developments where there's not great access and not great infrastructure isn't our best bet anyway.
More broadly on the housing issue, Linda, what do you think the council should do as far as lobbying the New South Wales government and the federal government for that matter to help lower cost people who need lower cost housing?
Well, I'm not a fan of the short-term rental accommodation. I think that there's a couple of different people that participate in that. In the council meeting a couple of weeks ago, I heard a lady talking as part of a deputation saying that her and her husband rent out a room of their house, and that's very much not what we're trying to target here. But there was a motion put up to try and limit the amount of short-term rental accommodation of whole houses in these new housing developments to try and improve the amount of housing that people at work or want to continue to live in the area have access to. So definitely we need to provide places for our tourists to stay, but not at the cost of our residents. And I think that's kind of what's happening at the moment.
Linda, as we bring the conversation to a close, is there any closing statement you would like to make to listeners?
That's a really fantastic question. I think that, I suppose I'll give you a hope that that all of the other people that get in, and I'm going to say that for myself as well, because we'll all be elected representatives, I really hope that we can work together. And I think that this term of council has been more productive than the previous one, and I hope that the next one can be even more productive so that we can get the best out of our different viewpoints and do our best work for the community that we have here in the Shoalhaven.
Linda Nowak, who is the lead candidate for the Greens in Ward 2, and I thank you for your time this morning. I'm sure that a cooperative council is something we all hope for. Thanks again, Linda, for your time this morning. It's been great to talk with you, and good luck in the election.
Thank you, Evan, very, very much.